Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And as I always say, go to DurangoBusiness.org for the upcoming events, which this week we're busy. Lunch and Learn on Wednesday, Shred Day on Thursday. We partner with Alpine Bank. And then Friday is Clean Day in downtown Durango. So go to DurangoBusinessAgain.org. Check it all out. Donna, how are you?
I'm good, Jack. How are you?
You know, I am just busier than a cat in a litter box.
How about it? I'll tell you. This is the summer's just starting off crazy.
I know. We're running and going crazy. And you're with the Durango Public Library. I should mention that. What is your official title?
That's a good question. You know, we have a lot of projects and areas that we're working in. Let's say for this chat, I'm what's going to be called the PTRC coordinator.
Okay.
And that's Patent and Trademark Resource Center.
Oh, very nice.
So I'm kind of business slash this coordinator.
See, I just call you keeper of all library knowledge and business liaison.
Yep, that'll work too.
That'll work
too.
It all
falls under that umbrella.
Fit that on your card. So what's going on with this patent? This is exciting.
This is very exciting for our area. I'm not sure how many people attended the Small Business Women's...
Which one was it?
The Women's Small Business Center.
Oh, yes.
Small Business Development Center Women's Conference.
Conference, okay. Follow all of that, yes.
All those acronyms and everything we work with. We had the U.S. patent folks from Denver came down.
Nice.
And they were interested in looking for a center, to create a center down in our area, because we were one of the big voids on the map.
Okay,
So as far as resource center goes for our area, Denver, Salt Lake City, Phoenix, and Las Cruces.
Wow, so we are kind of left out there with no local office, so to speak.
Exactly. So folks who wanted to, you know, kind of be inventive and get some patents or do a trademarking had to, you know, use an attorney here, which we recommend is seeing a patent and intellectual property attorney. And then head up to one of the four areas the closest.
Right. So they're coming down here to put on a seminar, a session?
They are. We've become an official resource center.
Nice.
So we're on the U.S. Patent and Trademark map now.
And when is the when is that going to occur?
The event to celebrate all this is on May 22nd.
Oh, okay. Tomorrow. So to speak.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're pre-recording this, so I always have to remember that. So, on the 22nd. Okay.
So it's tomorrow. And if you haven't registered, that's fine. Just kind of get online, register, or just stop on by.
And you can register, is it DurangoPublicLibrary.org?
DurangoPublicLibrary.org. Okay. And you'll go to our events calendar.
Okay.
And or you'll see the You're Invited link right on the front page. So you can click on that. You'll get a flyer as far as what workshops are being offered.
Okay.
And this is the folks from the U.S. Patent Office have coming in from Alexandria, Virginia to do this training.
Wow. So they're flying all the way in. So what are some of the sessions that people can attend and who should attend, I guess?
Anybody. I say everybody has a little inventor in them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I have a story that when I get, you know, when we get working and doing some workshops and training, I'm going to add that, you know, my husband is kind of a side little inventor and I think a lot of other people.
Well, and it might even encourage, if you attend some of the breakout sessions, maybe all of a sudden you go, I've always had this idea. Now I know what to do with it. So it looks, I'm kind of looking at you can leave it the same. I'll let you read the cheat sheet, but it looks like there's all day breakout sessions all day long.
All day long from 8:30 to 5:30.
Okay.
And then we have, you know, kind of like the overview of the patent and trademark, copyright, trade secrets, just kind of an overview. That kind of begins the day.
Okay.
And then after that, we'll have conducting a preliminary federal trademark search. As far as a lot of folks may just want to trademark their logo or, you know, just do a trademark. So we have some of that. And then after lunch, we have the 7-step strategy for preliminary U.S. patent searching of their databases. And that's, you know, as the inventor and you're going for your patent, this is really where you spend most of your time.
Right.
In there searching. Has anybody else invented something similar? you know, what's out there that's like yours.
Sure.
So that's kind of what this helps you narrow down, so you save time.
Well, I would, searching. You know, I would think that I've heard people say, I'm trying to get a patent, and it sounds just so many different steps and onerous. And where do you begin in this workshop on the 22nd? Again, it's 8:30 to 5:30. And is it at the library?
It's going to be at the library.
Nice. And is seating limited?
Seating is limited. So we're asking everybody who, you know, to register.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we are, it's tomorrow for folks.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, you can just get a hold of us, give me a call.
Sure.
Or just go ahead and still register.
Okay. And is there a cost?
Oh, you know, that's one thing about the library, Jack. We're free.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
All day, lunch included?
Well, lunch is on your own.
Oh, okay.
But we are offering breakfast,
okay.
Kind of like your breakfast snacks, uh-huh. And some coffee and juice. And then at the end of the day, we're going to have a ribbon cutting and a celebration.
Oh, very nice.
Of our resource center, and they'll have Hot Tomatoes is going to cater.
Oh, love Hot Tomatoes,
so,
yeah.
So we'll have beer and wine and some just festive at the end of the day to celebrate it.
Well, that is so cool. Again, you can go to DurangoPublicLibrary.org. Do it today because the event's tomorrow. And get registered. All right, I'm stealing your cheat sheet now. I got to take that right out from under your nose. So again, conducting a preliminary federal trademark search, and then also seven-step strategy for preliminary U.S. patent search using United States PTO. What's that?
United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Oh, Patent and Trademark Office. Very cool. And then he goes on into solicitation, invention, promotion scam, asking the right questions. And then it looks like you have a local resource panel. Now, who's going to be on that resource panel?
We're very excited about the panel. I'm at the end of the day from about 3 o'clock to 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
And if folks are interested, they may just stop by for the panel.
Right.
We have Ken Frudenberg. He's an attorney at law here, and mm-hmm. He does IP, intellectual property.
Okay.
We have Ryan Finnegan, who is the co-founder of the Maker Lab for the Powerhouse Science Center.
Oh, yeah, Ryan's great.
Mm-hmm. We have Mark Radke, who is the new assistant regional director for the Rocky Mountain Regional Patent Office.
Okay.
So he's going to come down. John Wolgamott.
Oh, Stone Age, yeah.
From Stone Age.
Uh-huh.
So we're very excited. And then last, Roger.
Roger Zalnaritis from the Alliance.
From the Alliance.
How'd he get on that panel? I'm kidding.
You know, well, I'll talk to you later about that.
He paid you off, didn't he?
Great panel.
Yeah, that is a great panel.
It just shows you who we have in this town who are inventors and supporting those inventors and entrepreneurs at that level.
Well, and I think this is, again, what a great opportunity if you've ever thought, oh, I've got this idea. Now, take that class to find out what those next steps are. I'm going to have to tell my wife about this because I know she's always got these ideas, and I'm like, look, you should go to this and learn what is necessary to take it to the next level to get a patent and then, you know, protect, so to speak, mm-hmm. your invention. Now, intellectual property, do you have a good definition for that?
Intellectual property covers, more the patent, trademarks, and copyright.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of protects the inventor. It just kind of falls under this one umbrella where you kind of follow up on the laws that, you know, kind of oversee.
Sure.
In the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are in the Constitution. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. But just kind of protecting your investment, your invention, your trademarks, that it's yours. It's your intellectual property, and you have to defend it. You have mm-hmm. to be the one to defend it. But it does give all the rights to that person.
Okay.
To, you know, so that you protect your rights.
Protect your ideas, and just making sure that somebody isn't coming in, sneaking under the radar, so to speak, and trying to, you know, steal it. And that's mm-hmm. where, you know, obviously, you know, non-disclosure statements, confidentiality statements, all of those things, I'm sure they'll be talked about. And again, this is going on tomorrow, May 22nd at the Durango Public Library, 8:30 in the morning to 5:30 in the afternoon. Now, you guys have a lot of things that you do at the library. And what is this Inventors Boot Camp?
Well, we're partnering with the Small Business Development Center.
Mm-hmm.
And on June 11th, they're going to be offering, in honor of having our resource center here now, an Inventors Boot Camp.
Oh, cool.
And it's a new invention or product idea. Do you have a new invention or product idea? To just kind of register, and you'll head to their website.
Okay.
What is it? SBDC.
SBDC.org. Just Google Small Business Development Center, Fort Lewis College. Yeah. I always forget because it might say it's maybe something that's tied in with Fort Lewis. But anyway, you can go there and get registered.
Yep. And so I'm going to be there because this is kind of my new focus now in getting there. And I did want to add that this resource doesn't end when they leave on the 22nd, when the patent office leaves. We are there as a resource center now.
Oh, okay.
So we will have databases. We will have folks. We can assist in searching. Okay. But legally, we can't do your searches. But we're there to help you and promote that.
And is this Inventors Boot Camp, is it at Fort Lewis?
It is. It's at Fort Lewis in the Education Building.
Oh, yeah.
Hall Room 110.
So if you go up the windy front hill, take a left at the light, and I always say it's the second building on the right. Mm-hmm. Park right in front of the clock tower.
There you go.
And there's free parking because students will not be around.
That's it. And so, that's our favorite line up there.
Yeah, you can find it. And it looks like it's $45. Lunch is included for the Inventors Boot Camp. Again, coming up on Monday, June 11th, and you can go to the Small Business Development Center website and find out more information.
Yep.
Wow.
We're going to be doing a lot of this with inventing, with, you know, partnering with, you know, with you guys, with the Alliance, with Region 9. And so this is just a big event for our area to get this, to have this.
Well, I think it's important to point out, too, that the library has so many incredible resources, including yourself, you know, to, you know, you, even if you don't have the answer, you'll know where to direct people to find that answer.
We like to think that we can help you that, you know, if we don't know, we know who knows. And, you know, so we're kind of in the know.
You're in the know. And the library is not just your grandmother's library, so to speak, because, you know, the books on tape and all the different things that you guys offer, and just having the resource. I know we partner with the Reference USA database, but you also at the library have so many more databases that people can use and research for free.
For free, yep. And you get a library card, and then you can access them from home, or you can come in and we can get with you. Again, as part of the Resource Center, we will be offering training throughout the program now as we get more established in it and more folks trained in the library. Mm-hmm. We're going to be going out and, you know, training or offering training at the library for free and how to do this.
So if anybody's interested in finding out more, what's the library's website?
DurangoPublicLibrary.org.
Okay. And how hard is it to get a library card?
It's pretty easy these days. Yeah. You just have to show a photo ID and we can get you a courtesy card.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you would like a permanent card, then we just ask for a proof of address.
Oh, proof of address. So like, a, you know, like your La Plata County or your La Plata Electric statement or your phone bill or whatever, and it shows that.
Yep. And then you can get a three-year card that's renewed, you know, over 3 years. But a courtesy card just gets you in there, gets you using some databases, and gets you set up.
You can test drive it.
And test drive us,
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, Donna, thank you so much for everything you do personally for the community and all the businesses in the area. Don't forget, tomorrow is the Researching Patent and Trademark Information. That's going on all day, 8:30 to 5:30. Go to DurangoPublicLibrary.org and get registered. And then the upcoming boot camp, June 11th, and that's an all day, $45 for that one.
Yeah, not a bad deal, I think, for what's going on. So
Hello.
Yeah, I know. Come on, Durango is just hopping with all kinds of cool stuff.
So, what have we forgotten? Like about 30 seconds. Anything?
This is an opportunity that we have so many inventive people in our area and entrepreneurs that I think this is one thing we've been needing for a while.
Well, thank you for putting it all together.
Great. Thank you, Jack. Yeah.
And check it all out at DurangoPublicLibrary.org. We've got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.